Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What is up, everybody? We are back with the Don't You Worry podcast, and we are filled with joy. And do you want to know why we're filled with joy? Because it is camp recap today.
We have both been at camp. We went to a beach camp with our youth group a couple weeks ago, and you just got off of FCA camp. I just came back from a dance camp. We are camping it up.
Oh, yeah.
And it has been so amazing. We've learned so much. We've also had some kind of crazy stories.
Absolutely.
And it's been amazing, and we're just going to recap it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you had dance camp at the same time I did FCA camp, which was super crazy because we're usually together 24/7 in the summer because a lot of our camps and stuff are usually together. So that was really cool because I think we both learned a lot. You learned a lot physically, and different things on how to do dance. And you got to dance with professional dancers, didn't you?
I did. Yes. There were some people that dance at Country Tonight in Pigeon Forge, and they came up and did some lifts with us that they do in their show every night. And it was so cool to kind of get a taste of, like, there's more than just the regular, like, ballet, jazz, like, all of these things. And we did some cool lifts with them. So it was very fun.
Yeah, she sends me a video as I'm at FCA camp, and it's this professional dancer, like, picking her up, doing a lift. And I was like, you look like you could be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
you really
no.
did. It would have been so good. But anyway, so you had fun with that. And then I learned a lot. I went to FCA competitors camp. So we did outdoor games in the extreme heat. That was not my favorite part ever. But we had a lot of leadership training, so I've learned a lot about how to be a leader. And it was really cool for me because usually I told my leader this. We had a fantastic leader, hoping to get her on this podcast very soon. But I learned a lot, and I think I learned a lot about getting out of my comfort zone because I told her usually I go to church camp with my church group. And I'm not going to lie, I'm one of the hype people on our church group every time. I'm not like, that's not a prideful thing. I'm not trying to say that, but like, then there's other people too, but I'm one of those people that's usually over the top because
you're like, it's camp.
I'm with all of my favorite people, all of my favorite people at church. And I'm like hyping us up, like, let's go get ready for worship. This was completely different because it's a group of people. I really did not, I knew one girl from school, but that was in my group, but everybody else was brand new. So then I honestly was not near as hype as I usually am. I was like, this is kind of weird. It's a camp that I don't know everybody. So that, it showed me a lot of how to step out of my comfort zone and
meet new people, experience new things, and how you can still be that like version of yourself.
Absolutely.
But being that for new people that don't know you as well.
Yes. But we both together went to extreme summer camp.
Yes.
At
it
the
was
beach.
Amazing.
At the beach was so fun. But I want to start off just talking about the worship band. So worship was fabulous all week.
It was.
We did a morning service every day, and then they would do activities in the night. And we would spend all day on the beach because why not? Which was really fun. Got to bond with everybody. But what was your favorite part? Did you have any favorite moments from worship throughout the week or things that the worship band did that was really cool, stuck with you?
I think there's not necessarily a specific thing about worship or a specific song that I liked. I really liked a lot that they did. And I loved the way that their voices sounded together because there was a lead male singer and then a lead female. And I loved her voice, and his voice was really good too. And the way that they would, you know, sing with each other, and the way that it was just hype, even on some of the slower songs that you would normally sing, and they would kind of be slower, then they had their moments with that. But I think the way that it was done with the full band and the full music and the way that they put it on, it was still hype, and you're still in this like praise moment where it's worship. You're going for it, even though it might be a slower tempo, you know?
There was so much joy in the worship band that we got to experience. And we'll talk about this probably on a future episode, talking about the Forrest Frank concert.
Yes.
Because that was a big, joyful thing that we got to be a part of. But this week, or last week with the worship band there, there was so much. One of the songs was Free that they sang by SEU Worship.
I loved that
it.
One. They performed that one so well.
It ended up being like an anthem for the week, our whole group. And one of the lines is, who the sun sets free is free indeed. I'm not ashamed to say I'm free. Mm-hmm. And then it's just you dance. Everyone's in there dancing, jumping up and down. And it was so cool because it's like, we are free. So those of us who have accepted Jesus, what are you doing other than just
it's
dance? Like
it's a proclaiming moment.
Yeah, there was no shame. There was no shame, nothing. We were just like, you know what? Let's go all in. We're free. So that was such a fun thing for me. And then we got to do concerts at night.
Yes.
Worship concerts with KB, the rapper.
He was so good.
Absolutely so good.
Loved that concert.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to see KB, please go see him. Because he takes older songs too and twists them and adds some fun rap stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And the words he says are incredible.
Yeah, I love how I feel like most people, when they associate rap music, they don't associate it with Christian at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a term that goes together. It's kind of like an oxymoron for most people. But I love the way that half the time you don't even know what... I don't even know what he's saying because it's like he's going so fast and he's so talented.
Oh, yeah.
But the way that you can look back at it afterwards and you can look at like the lyrics and you can tell he's proclaiming truth and it shows on him. Like he's so hype and he's joyful and he's like throwing his hoodie on the ground and he's like, let's get hype in here, start jumping. You know, it was just amazing to see that the way that rap can kind of, how do I want to say this? It can resonate with people and the way that it can still resonate with Christians if that's their way that they like praise and get hype about it.
Yeah. It even goes back to the free song that we sang all week. There was just so much freedom and like, just have fun, dance up and down. We're all going to wave our arms together because we were all just so in the moment and he does everything so well for God's glory. And then the other concert we got to go to was a New Song concert.
And New Song is actually the band that puts on this camp.
Yes.
And they put on Winter Jam as well.
Yeah, they do Winter Jam and this camp, and they do like the Compassion stuff where you can sponsor a child through Compassion. They're in charge of that too. Do an incredible job of putting it on. They've been a band for a while and they do such an incredible job.
Yeah.
They all have incredible voices. And the
I think it's really cool. Sorry to interrupt you, but I think it's cool how they are like they've been around for a while and they start creating music when like our parents were kids.
Yeah.
But they pour into today's youth so much because they know this is the next generation and we need to be making an impact on their life. So then they put on these camps that and they bring in KB, they do Winter Jam and bring in all these artists that we love. So then that can impact them. Now, what were you saying?
Yeah, they impact the next generation so well. But the coolest part is we got to interview one of them.
It was so fun.
We interviewed Russ Lee from New Song. So check out our interview right here.
Hey guys, it's Briley and Britton from the Don't You Worry podcast, and we are here with Russ Lee from New Song, and we want to ask him two questions. So my question is, what advice would you give to teenagers today?
Teenagers today, pour yourself into the Word of God. Read your Bible and pray, because what God wants from you is a relationship. And so the way that you build a relationship is just like you do with your family, your friends. You spend time together. But the Bible has the peace and the hope and the answers for life. It does. And so I would encourage teenagers to discipline themselves enough to daily spend time in God's Word and in prayer. That's what I would do.
That's so good. Okay, yep. So I have a question. What is the benefit of students coming to summer camp?
Well, you know what? It builds community among the group. And a camp like ours, we really focus on helping you grow in your relationship with Christ. And so you get some time away from home. You get a little break from the norm.
Yeah.
You get to do fun stuff along the way. You get to spend time with your friends and you don't have to drive anywhere. Okay. So that's good.
That's
and you get to hang out with folks. And you get to do things like stay up past your curfew. And you get to have fun. But also at a camp like ours, we spend time in God's Word. We spend time learning and praying together and working to build each other up spiritually, which is biblical. We're supposed to build each other up in our faith. That's what the Bible says. So camp helps you do that. It helps you focus and get away from all the things at home that distract you.
Yes.
So every kid should go to camp. And everybody, every student should go to a Christian summer camp at some point to spend some time with their friends and with the Lord and being fed spiritually with them as the focus.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was so fun being able to talk to Russ. Like he was saying, camp is such a fun time, regardless of what camp you go to, it's still fun. But Christian camps, you have so much fun that you get to do with people all week long, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But then you can also, it's so powerful to be constantly, every day, there's something so cool about being in God's Word every single day. And being filled with worship every day, being around these people, that you're constantly growing in your faith and growing together, which is exactly, I think, the experience we had with this. So what was your favorite fun moment of the week, regardless of, like, it could have been worship or it could have been in one of the speakers or whatever, but what's something fun that you did that we loved?
Well, this is not related to worship or camp at all, but we went to we went to Seaside on our free night, and it was so fun to just experience going to all the shops and having that kind of moment, because a lot of my friends went on the trip with me. So we all got to kind of go off on our own and do our own thing. But something that I loved from one of the worship or morning moments was always going up to the front for worship, because that's where the hype is. And like, we went to the front for the concerts, and you know, everybody's jumping up and down, and it's really like you would look back and you'd see some of like the adult leaders, and they're into worship, but they're not into it like you are, because it's the moment where you just completely let go and you don't care about what anybody else thinks of you. Because one thing that one of my friends on that first night after we had had that big worship session, she was like, that was the best night of my life. She said that she had never been to like a youth camp before, a church camp. And she said that that was really powerful to just see, this is what it's all about. Like, she didn't care because she could worship as freely as she wanted, as loud as she wanted, because it's such a loud atmosphere, which might be annoying to some people, but I love it because you can seriously just let go and you don't care about what other people think because you're jumping up and down, but they're jumping with you. So I really like
and
that.
Russ was saying it's such a different experience from everyday life, but you can take so much from it,
right,
and implement it into your everyday life once you get back home. And yeah, some of the fun stuff we did get to go to Seaside, which, if you don't know me, it is my favorite place in the entire world.
I'm wearing Seaside t-shirt right now. I know, I noticed that. I did not even notice that.
Is it your favorite place too?
I love it. It's like my home away from home.
It is my favorite place in the world. I found out we were going to get to go there on our free night when we got to go, and there was a live DJ, so everyone's hype, dancing around, and I got Frostbites, shout out Frostbites, my favorite shaved ice in the entire world.
Yes.
And we went to Pickles, shout out Pickles.
Oh my gosh, I love Pickles.
Our favorite restaurant.
Obviously the food highlights.
Yes. All of the food trucks, everything's so fun in Seaside. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, there were three different big vans and cars that we got to ride in. Like, our whole group was split up. And ours, we called us the party bus because we were driving down from Seaside to Panama City, windows
out
down,
the window,
both of our
blasting music.
The hype people were, their entire bodies were out the window, guys. And we are just blasting music as loud as we can. We drive by, because me and Britton were in separate cars. We drive by your all's car, and you guys were like, oh my gosh.
What is happening over
there?
We're
doing the Forrest Frank out there, like just sticking our hands out the window. It's so much fun. But anyway, I loved all the concerts, loved all the fun moments, Seaside, everything. New song, I must have been so encaptured by the beautiful moment and so on high with this hype concert that we attended that I ended up making a really dumb decision. So I brought this tote bag with me everywhere, right? With my Bible, my journal, pens, everything in it. And I would sit it right in front of my seat during worship because, you know, then you take it out and take your notes and everything.
Exactly.
Well, I must have gotten so excited about New Song that I took my purse and sat it underneath my chair because I was like, I don't need the Bible and stuff. It's just going to be this concert. So I was like, I'll just sit the purse underneath my chair. When they got to Arise, My Love, if you don't know that song, then you're not going to get this. But Arise, My Love is a new song that has been around for years. Everybody
it's
knows.
It's not a new song, but it's sang by New Song.
If you know New Song, you know this song. And me and my friend, we were like, oh my gosh, this is the one that's like their big popular one. We definitely know this one. So we got so excited, me and her, like waving our arms in the air, that I completely forgot about my purse underneath the seat. Which
and this was the last night.
Yeah, this would not have been a problem, except for it was the last night. And after that, we were like, we're going to go have a small group in our condo. So we just completely forgot about the purse. It was so far from my brain. Then the next morning, we wake up and I was like, guys, I don't think I have my belt bag. I don't know where it's at because we were only in my condo that night. So I was like, that's weird. Everyone came to our condo. It should be in here somewhere. And I recalled that I had left it under the chair. So we run back over to the conference center where we were at, and it's completely locked up. I was like, you're joking. Because this belt bag, guys, it had my sunglasses, my AirPods.
Her license.
My license, multiple cards. Like, it had stuff in there that I needed. I was like, I mean, my AirPods, I don't know if I already said that. But I was like, this is going to be a little difficult if we get home and don't have it. So
yeah.
We're in there and we're chasing this guy down that's like pulling in. We were like, that's the manager. So we were chasing him down. We were like, can we please get in the building? He was like, yeah, he let us in. So I'm going through there. We flip all the lights on and are taking our stuff and looking through every aisle. The purse is nowhere to be found at all. Looked through the entire room where we were at.
Exactly where she sat.
Nowhere, anywhere. I knew exactly where we sat. The purse is nowhere to be found. So
the entire time this is happening too, in my van, I was like, can we just go already?
Yeah,
I was like,
because
this stupid purse.
Everyone's ready to get home at this point. Exactly. I was like, you've got to be joking. So then anyway, we get back in the car and call the people because it's so early by the time we were leaving that I was like, I don't know what to do. So we called them and they were like, well, someone did report a purse to us. We don't know if it's yours or not though. So I was like, okay, well, it's this belt bag. This is what it looks like. And they were like, all right, well, if it's yours, we'll send it to you. I was like, great. The license like has my address on it. So you just send it to my address. Yeah. And so this has been probably a week and a half mm-hmm. had gone by. And I was like, I don't know if it's mine. They still haven't given it to me. But thank goodness I got it in the mail this week. I got my purse back.
I know
you guys were all on the edge of your seat just now, but I do have my purse back and all the things in it. Don't have to get a new license, anything like that. So
yeah.
Just wanted to let you guys know that was
she. We were pulling out of there and we were like, she left her purse in Florida.
But that just shows you how much I enjoyed New Song, because then I was willing to sacrifice my purse that went all the way to Georgia, all the way back to Tennessee. It went everywhere. But anyway, so that happened. It was insane. But then something really fun about that night, which is why I wasn't thinking about the purse. After the concert, we went to our condo. There were multiple condos, and the one that we were in was a little ratchet, if I'm going to be honest. Like not bad, but it was just like it just felt like a camp, you know?
Yeah.
Little did we know the boys' condo was
like fireplace, so bougie. Multiple bedrooms that were like fully colored, decorations everywhere. Yeah, ours had none of that.
Yeah, so we were like, last night, you guys are coming to see what we've been living with. So we all get in there, and before we had our small group time, kind of talking about the week and what we learned and everything, we talked about some awards that were given out. So our dad was the one that is in charge of the trip, and he gave out awards to every single person individually based on your personalities. And I'm not going to expose everybody because some of them were really funny. But I'm going to talk about our awards. So you got, what was your award for the week? It was Van Filler and Vibe Setter.
Yeah, Van Filler and Vibe something. I don't know. But it's because I brought a bunch of my friends and I filled up my entire van. So
yeah, Britton won for most people brought on the trip. So if you don't go to church, find a friend that does go to church. If you do go to church, you better invite a ton of people to your next camp. Exactly. Invite them on Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings. People need to be invited to stuff.
Yes.
And they want to be invited too. But then mine was Flirted with the Ocean.
Flirted with only the ocean.
Because I love the water. I love the beach. I love all of that so much. But everyone makes fun of my flirting skills. And this is really exposing myself right now. But we talked about on a previous episode, I'm kind of like Ross Geller. Mm-hmm. I didn't even meet him. But if you look back at our videos from worship, there's this really cute guy in front of us. I mean, tall, brunette, like probably one of my dream guys physically. And I was like, man,
and yet she didn't go up to him.
He's cute. He was looking at me like multiple times, could have been able to go up and talk to him. Never did. So that was why I got flirted with on the ocean, because I decided I didn't want to go up and flirt with him. So, but other girls were already hitting on him. So I was like, I'm not about to be that girl.
Okay. That's your excuse. But for real.
If you're watching this and you think that might be you, if you were at Extreme Summer Camp, give me a call. Anyway.
That is so embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's fine. If I haven't embarrassed myself enough on this podcast already, then who knows? But okay. Anyway, so enough about my crazy stories. I want to hear what your takeaways were from the speakers from the week, or if there was something else that stuck out to you about a speaker or something. I don't know. What did you learn from the week?
Yeah, there was one speaker that spoke the last 2 days, and his name was Gerard. And I really kind of got two different things out of each of his messages,
mm-hmm.
but there were things that I got from each message that kind of relate to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot that he spoke about was boldness. And when you have the Spirit in you, like that causes you to be bold. And there was one thing that he did on the very last morning that we had worship. He like the last thing that he did was he told everybody to grab your chairs mm-hmm. and like hold them, like hold on to it for dear life, basically. And then when he counted to three, you would let go and you would run up to the front and he would pray for you. And I think that that was so cool because it was a way that you would be bold, but it's a way that you can show that physically. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes that whenever we think about boldness, it's not really something that you physically let go of something and you just go for it. You're like, oh, this is something that happened that has to happen inside of me and I can't do this on my own. But you really just have to let go of it. And it's just an instant moment. Like it happens once and you let go and you run. Like it's not just like you're sitting there, oh, you let go of it and you stay sitting. You are either holding on to it or you're running.
I loved the way he did that. He said, hold on to your chair and imagine you mm-hmm. are holding on to whatever's holding you back, whether it's an addiction mm-hmm. or a stress or an anxiety or something going on in your life, a doubt, hold on to it. And then the second I say go, we're all going to let go. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, that was such a cool way he did that.
Yeah. And I think it really just pushes the fact that you can be bold mm-hmm. if you just take that one step. And there was some other things that he mentioned about when the spirit is inside of you, it's not just still. Like the spirit is never just still. It's always active. It's always trying to do something in your life. It's pushing your heart and it's pulling at some strings in your like heart and different things. And it's trying to push you to be better. And it's trying to have this wrestle between the spirit and your flesh. And it's constantly doing something inside of you. And we need to just let go and do it. Let it move, because the way that we can't do it ourselves. But I think a lot of times, and that really spoke to me, because a lot of times I have prayed for boldness. And I know that when you pray for boldness, it comes true. And maybe you're thinking, why have I not become bold then? And I think it's because in my mind, there's still something holding me back because I don't actually want the boldness. Mm-hmm. Like I think I do. And I know I should want it. So then I pray for it. But I'm not actually wanting. I'm not strong enough yet to mentally. I'm not strong enough physically. I need to let go of it so then I can be bold, because obviously God is going to answer the prayer of boldness, but you have to be prepared for it, because boldness is not something to joke around about, because it becomes courage and then you are bold and you are going for it.
Yeah, that's so good. One of the phrases he said was, before we can activate a movement, we need his spirit activated in us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is incredible, because yes, like you just said, we all want boldness, right. But do we really want it? And is his spirit even activated in us to begin with? One, if you have Jesus in your life or not. If you don't, then yeah, you're not getting boldness at all. But even if you are a Christian and have accepted Jesus, then you still have to set your mind right and your heart right, align yourself with the spirit mm-hmm. in order to truly get that prayer answered.
Yeah, because it's not just a thing when you accept the spirit into your life. It doesn't just sit there. It's still doing something. It's trying to move in you and you just have to let it mm-hmm. because there was another thing that, and this is the last thing I'll say, but he was talking about your life should be like a river and mm-hmm. not a lake, because a lake is just sitting there. It's just like kind of stagnant. It's just a body of water, but a river is constantly flowing, and that's what the spirit's trying to do in us, mm-hmm. but we're not letting it because we know that there's something holding us back. So it all goes back to just letting that one thing that's holding you from your full potential, just let it go, because mm-hmm. you have the potential to be bold. You have the potential to do all of these things in the spirit, but you're not letting yourself because there's something in the back of your brain, because you know you're supposed to have boldness because it's biblical.
Yeah.
You know all of these things biblically, but there's one thing that's in your brain that you're thinking, I just can't do this because of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I have two things that I learned actually from the other speaker, because we got to hear two speakers throughout the week, which I think is a really cool thing, because a lot of times
you kind of get a different style.
Yeah, when you go to a camp, sometimes it's just the same person, which is great, but like having two was really cool. And we had the other speaker, Tom. He said a couple of different things throughout the week that really stuck with me. One of them was about consistency. And he said, every time you go to a camp, everyone's like, oh yeah, hyped up, I'm going to quit doing this and I'm going to do this. But then you get home and you're like, I just need to try harder. I need to try harder not to do this drug, or I need to try harder not to get stressed out, or I need to try harder to bring my friends to church. And there, you can do that all you want, but it's never going to be enough. But what he said that I think stuck with me was that it's not about how hard you try. It's about how hard you train. Mm-hmm. And consistency can go a long way. if you can't beat yourself up every time you're like, man, I didn't read my Bible for 3 hours this day, so mm-hmm. I'm not a good enough person. It's better to read your Bible like 5 minutes a day every single day than do it for an hour one day and then forget about it for two right. weeks. You know, if you stay consistent, even if that means you've got to start small, don't beat yourself up over that. Mm-hmm. Just start making those habits consistent in your life.
Because then it will become a habit when you make it, when you keep building it.
Yes.
Like our dad studies in the Word hours each week. But yeah. That's because he's older than us. He's been training forever. Mm-hmm. And he's gotten to where the point in his spiritual life that he has that habit built up. And that's consistent in his life.
Yeah. So quit saying you're going to try harder about something after you get on this high of a camp. Just start training better. And then the other thing he talked about that I thought was so cool was he talked about the concept of delayed gratification, which actually our dad ended up talking about mm-hmm. on the last night with our big small group. Because a lot of us in the group, something that I realized so clear over this trip and a little bit over my FCA camp trip too, is everybody has their own story and everyone's going through things that you don't see, mm-hmm. but also all of us are going through such similar struggles. Mm-hmm. And if we would start being completely open about it, vulnerability is a hard thing, but if we would all start being open about it, there's so much growth and room for growth. Because a lot of us were struggling, as we noticed in our small group time, with identity and mm-hmm. purpose and who we are as people. I had talked to one of the girls one day of the trip where I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. I genuinely don't know about college, don't know about my major. I don't know what I want to do. And she said, yeah, I don't either. I'm struggling with this. And then we saw somebody else struggling with identity. There was so much back and forth where I realized, wow, we're all struggling with this. And then our dad was talking about how these things can take our mind off of the purpose that we're looking for. And it's things that bring you instant gratification, mm-hmm. which can be a variety of things. It can even be good things that are bringing you instant gratification. I mean, it's the same simple scenario of like, if you eat a donut, it's going to make you feel good in the moment, but it's not going to make
later
you feel good
feel
long
like trash.
Yeah. And the guy, Tom, was talking about how you are a person professionally with your job and school, relationally with people you interact with, and spiritually. And your spiritual life is that one that you're not going to get instant gratification from it. There's not going to be reading your Bible may not instantly make you feel better mm-hmm. or listening to a worship song may not instantly make you feel better. Your prayer life, you may not get answers immediately, but over time is when you're going to get the delayed gratification from that. And it's always more important to focus in and put your efforts into something that's going to last longer. So there's a lot of different ways that this showed up in the week, but I took overall the realization that even if you don't get a result right now, even if it's not something that brings you gratification in the moment, it's always better to look at the eternal things.
Because in the end, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
So this has been a great episode. We got to kind of debrief our little camp session and share with you guys some of the things we learned and what we experienced, some of the funny stories, some of the things that we've done. But it was really great sharing it with you guys.
And
we hope you can be back next week.
Yes, we want you guys to comment any of your funny camp stories. I'm sure people have got
always
crazy.
Always want to hear them.
Yeah, any crazy camp story you have, tell us that and tell us what you've learned at camps this summer or next summer. And we encourage everybody to attend a summer camp at some point. So
thank you guys for watching and we'll see you back next week.